This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, an inside look at police unions, how they became so powerful.
They're only powerful because we allow them to be powerful politically.
And how they could help or hurt police reform.
The unions, they have to come on board. They don't want change, but we have to change with the times.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
For a closer look at how the president's rhetoric and his response to the coronavirus is resonating across the country, I'm joined by Chris Buskirk. He's the editor of the conservative journal and website American Greatness. He joins us from Phoenix. And Cynthia Tucker, she's a Pulitzer Prize winning columnist and the journalist in residence at the University of South Alabama. Thank you so much to both of you for being here. Cynthia, I'm going to start with you. In the last few weeks, we've heard the president talk about a number of things, including Confederate monuments and the protests. What are your biggest takeaways, and how do you think this is resonating with voters across the country and, of course, in Alabama, where you are?
Well, Trump is still heavily favored to win in Alabama and across the Deep South. He is very popular in the Deep South. I have to tell you, though, that I am still disappointed in his campaign and a little surprised by it. He is running his second campaign the same way that he ran his first, as the heir to George Wallace. And here in Alabama, as a native of Alabama, the rhetoric is unfortunately familiar. All of Wallace's rage and resentment and racism are clear in the president's rhetoric. And while that appeals to his base, a minority of whites who are racially resentful, it does nothing to expand to a winning coalition for November. So it is odd to me that the president is running in defense of Confederate monuments.
Chris, I want to put something up on the screen for you, because Cynthia is saying that the president is essentially running on white resentment. If you look at what the president tweeted just this week, it said, New York City mayor is going to paint a big, expensive, yellow Black Lives Matter sign on Fifth Avenue, designating this luxurious avenue. Maybe our great police won't let this symbol of hate be affixed to New York's greatest street. What do you make of the president describing the words Black Lives Matter as a symbol of hate?
Yeah, I saw that tweet, and here's the way I understand it. Here's what I think the president is trying to basically separate the idea that that there is a sanctity behind Black lives. In other words, that all black life is sacred. And he's trying to separate that from the organization or the corporation called Black Lives Matter. And he's doing that for a reason, because the organization has these ideas, and you can see them on their website. They say, we want to disrupt the nuclear family, et cetera. And so what he's trying to do, I think, is separate the moral sentiment that people should support from the corporation, and then do a second thing, which is to draw a contrast between the police and between that organization. And by doing that, I think that he's hoping to run a campaign that's sort of like a law and order campaign, which I know is sometimes a charged sentiment or a charged phrase. But when you think about the states that President Trump needs to win, sort of in the upper Midwest and even here in Arizona, states that he's absolutely got to carry, most people think about, I just don't want the targets to burn. They think, I want to go back to my life. We've had lockdowns and coronavirus and protests. And they say, how do we get back to normalcy? And I think President Trump is trying to run on getting back to some type of a normal life.
Well, if he is trying to make a distinction between the organized group Black Lives Matter and some other view of Black lives, it is not at all clear in a tweet that says Black Lives Matter is a hate group. You know, just 2 years ago, most Americans were opposed to Black Lives Matter. It wasn't that broadly popular. Now that so many Americans saw the awful, the wretched murder of George Floyd and many, many other videos of police violence, Black Lives Matter is popular. And most Americans support police reform.
And Cynthia, people are not just responding to President Trump's issues and his response to the protests. They're also responding to his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. How are you seeing concerns play out in Alabama?
Well, again, President Trump remains broadly popular here. But people are very concerned about the coronavirus. Alabama is one of those states where the case numbers are rising. When I go to the grocery store, when I go out, I see many, many people wearing masks. When I return to my classes at the University of South Alabama in August, the school is going to require students to wear masks. Will that annoy some students? Absolutely. There will be students who won't want to wear the mask. They have taken their cues from the president, who has insisted that people wear masks because they don't like him. They wear masks because they want to show that they're opposed to him. That is nonsense.
And President Trump has resisted wearing a mask in public. Chris, you went to a rally in Phoenix and you yourself didn't wear a mask. How concerned are you about the politicization of mask wearing?
You know, probably, I guess I would have answered that question differently a week ago. I was a little worried about it, but less now, and mostly for practical reasons, because what I've seen, and I'm in Arizona, and everybody, I think, knows the story of the rising caseload, of positive tests here in Arizona. And Arizonans, I think, were, I don't know, sort of split on this issue. But what I've seen is people sort of coming around to wearing masks. Even people who I know just personally who were very much against it even a week or two ago have said, look, if this is what it takes to get back to living our lives, to being able to go out to restaurants or to go to work or to get schools open, I may not agree with it 100%, but fine, I'm going to do it because whether or not I believe in it, it's just the right thing to do as a practical matter. And so I feel like that issue, which was almost becoming like a tribal signifier for people, I feel like that tide is receding right now.
Lots to talk about. Thank you so much, Cynthia Tucker and Chris Buskirk.
Thank you.